right? 4:29, so you have 1 minute. Thank you. You're good. You're good at this point.
Ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
You ready? My last time to get to do that, almost. It's November 14th, 2017, and I call the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 4:30, right on the button. So Dr. Mitchell, would you do roll call?
Sure. Angelina Pride is not present at the moment. She will be here very soon. David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen?
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here. Next, I need a motion. Does anybody here tonight have anything to pull from the agenda, consent calendar, or change? Dr. Mitchell?
There was an interest, by a board member, by Angelina Pride, it expressed an interest to pull item from consent, item 8B5, the contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District, Education Services, and Mount San Antonio College.
Okay, can I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Tuesday, November 14th, 2017, with the following modification? We will pull from consent item number 8B5.
I'll move.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Mitchell, are there any public comments for closed session?
None have been received.
Okay. We will recess to closed session at 4:32. Good evening and welcome. We return from closed session at 6:03 p.m.
Angelina arrived at 4:30.
And one of our board members arrived at what time?
4:34.
At 4:34. Angelina was not here when we first call roll. Next, we'll have the flag salute, and we're honored to be led by Telesis Academy student Ariel Rendon.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel. There's no closed session report tonight. Next, we're going to move to board recognitions, of which there are many. So be comfortable. That's why we have a full house. I'm going to turn this over to Mrs. Healy.
Good evening, board. It's my pleasure to get to honor many of our students tonight. So if I could ask you to come down for our pictures. Ready? So our first award is for our Youth Science Center Essay Contest winner. For the last 7 years, the Youth Science Center has held a STEM essay contest for 3rd through 12th graders in the neighboring districts of Hacienda Heights and Roland Heights. This year's theme was Harnessing Natural Resources. Oswald's Academy 8th grader Alyssa Tran won the Middle School Division Award for essay entitled Algae Biofuel. In her essay, Alyssa presented ways to utilize science, technology, engineering, and math to harness algae as a renewable biofuel resource that may one day be the chief producer of energy for our world. Alyssa hopes one day to become a biochemist and put her knowledge of science, technology, engineering, and math to good use. On behalf of the Board of Education, please join me in congratulating Alyssa Tran for her outstanding accomplishment. Alyssa, if you could come forward. And I'd like her teacher, Dr. Lisa Buckmeyer, to come forward as well. you get to be in the picture, Dr. Buckmeyer. Someone will take the photo for you. In fact, Ms. Kim will be happy to take the picture for you. Dr. Buckmeyer has, I think she's had like 6 out of the 7 last years. She has students who have won, and she has great participation from her students, so we appreciate her efforts as well. Ms. Kim, get out of the way. We have a parent who needs to take a picture. Congratulations, Alyssa. Our next award winners are National Merit Scholarship Program winners. The National Merit Scholarship... Hold on, I have to hand my certificates over first. Sorry. Didn't have it down tonight yet. The National Merit Scholarship Program is an academic competition for recognition and scholarships that began in 1955. High school students enter the National Merit Program by taking the preliminary SAT, National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, a test that serves as initial screening for more than 1.6 million students this year. Our first group of students are our commended students. The Roland Unified School District has 10 students who have been recognized by the 2018 National Merit Scholarship Board for exceptional academic promise demonstrated by their outstanding performance on the qualifying test used for program entry. These students are among the 50,000 highest scoring participants and were each named a 2018 National Merit Scholarship Commended Student. We'd like to congratulate the following students on their achievement. From Nogales High School, Ezra Chen. Ezra here. From Roland High School, we have Matthew Cho. Darren Lee. They're probably studying, yeah. Darren Lee. Thomas Lee. Yeah. Michaela Ann Lim. Stephen Raymond Tsai. Catherine Tang. Catherine Tsai. And Ryan Zhang. And parents, this is your opportunity to take pictures before my paparazzi does. Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Be very proud. Take lots of pictures.
Nobody move.
Okay, nobody.
Our tweet queen has to take her picture now. Congratulations to our commended students. Now we have another group of National Merit Scholarship Program, our semifinalists. So you thought those kids were impressive. Wait till you hear this. Today we are honoring students from Roland High School who have achieved honors as semifinalists. These students scored in the top 0.5% of the nation's 1% of students taking the test. Semifinalists qualify to go on to become National Merit finalists, which will be determined later on this year. These students have been selected as National Merit Scholarship semifinalists based on their high PSAT National Merit test scores, some 16,000 of the highest scores, representing less than 1% of the nation's graduating seniors, qualify as semifinalists in each annual National Merits program. These academically talented high school seniors have an opportunity to continue in the competition for some 7,500 National Merit scholarships worth about $33 million that will be offered next spring. We're very proud to recognize the following students for being named 2018 National Merit Scholarship Program semifinalists. Kaylin Akimi Lin. Michael Yu. And Michelle Ann Liang. They're all studying, apparently. All right. Change gears. This is a very large group, so just a second. There we go. I told you there were a lot of friends. So if we could have Mr. Crum from Roland High School come forward. So we're going to present our Los Angeles County Fair America's Kids 2017 Photo Contest winners. I'm going to point out that most of the students receiving an award received more than one award. When someone in the audience shared with us, our artwork was everywhere, all over the fair, wherever you turned. They were Roland High School students, so very proud of that. And, of course, all the work, but also the fact that they were award winners. So I'm going to read each student's name and then share how many awards they got. If I read the names of their pieces, we would be here all night. So our first student is Eric Lucky Apostable. Is he here? And he received 4 second-place awards. Kimberly Kang. Kimberly received a first place award and 3 second place awards for her work. Timothy Canonizado. I should wear my glasses. And Timothy received 2 second place awards. Kelvin Cow. Kelvin received 2 second place awards and a 3rd place award. Teresa Chang. She received 2 second place awards and 3 third place awards. Louise Chen. She received a 2nd place award. Alan Dai. Alan received a 1st place award, a 2nd place award, and a 3rd place award. Gabriel De Hoya. He received a 2nd place award. Sophia Delgado. Yay! Sophia received 3 2nd place awards. Ren Du. Is she coming? I think she's in the very back coming up. There she is. Okay, no. 2 second place awards. Castillo Francisco. A 3rd place award. Brody Galland. A 2nd place award and a 3rd place award. Angie Gallegos. 3 2nd place awards. Valerie Garon. A 2nd place award and 1 1st place award, 2 2nd place awards. Ada Hong. Ada had a 1st place award and 3 2nd place awards. Audric Wang. Audric got a 3rd place award. Isaac Ng. Three 2nd place awards. Ashley Jast. Ashley had 3 2nd place awards and a 3rd place award. Yay. A Great Kim. A 2nd place award and a 3rd place award. Tiffany Kim. A 2nd place award and a 3rd place award. Kylie Kuai. A 1st place award and a 2nd place award. Evelyn Lai. A 2nd place award and a 3rd place award. I feel like someone's coming up behind me. Naomi Lai. A 2nd place award. Maggie Liu. A 1st place award. Megan Long. A 2nd place, I'm sorry, 2 1st place awards, a 2nd place award, and a 3rd place award for Megan. Next we have Penny Mahadamrangak. AKA Penny. I tried. 4 2nd place awards. Bit of practice. Tony Meng. With 2 2nd place awards. Alexa Montanola. With 2 2nd place awards. Isabella Ortega. With 3 2nd place awards and a 3rd place award. Patricia Pinal. Patricia received a 2nd place award and a 3rd place award. Megan Fang. 4 2nd place awards. Joel Rico. 2 2nd place awards and a 3rd place award. Blanca Rios. for second place awards. Valeria Rivas. Valerie received a first place award. Brianna Sanchez. Brianna received a second place award. Chloe Santillan. Chloe received a first place award and 2 second place awards. Caitlin Ta. Caitlin received 3 second place awards. Timothy Tovar. He received a first place award and 3 second place awards. Phyllis Ung. There she is. Phyllis received 2 second place awards and 2 third place awards. Sibo Wang. Sibo received a first place award and 3 second place awards. Teresa Wyckoff. Teresa received 2 second place awards and a third place award. Michael Elizabeth Worden. Yeah. Michael received 2 second place awards. Alex Wu. Alex received 4 second place awards. Isabella Wu. Isabella received a first place award and 3 second place awards. Shulan Shu received 4 second place awards. I don't think so. Michelle Yu. 2 first place awards and a second place award. And Jennifer Zhang. Jennifer received a second place award and 2 third place awards. And as Gina is organizing our photographic experience here, I want to point out that a total of 47 Roland Rader photographers entered the competition and won first place, second place, third place for a total of 131 ribbons for the year. Lots of paparazzi people.
Nobody's allowed.
Wait, you're photographers. Now you know how it feels to be on the other side. Subjects, hold that pose. Okay, hold your note. You gotta have that district paparazzi now. Thank you very much, and congratulations. If I know where they are. Nope, we are done. Thank you very much. Oh, yes. And if we could have a request, if we could hang on to the artwork for the students and not take the artwork, because we do need to display it for a little while. And we'll give it back, I promise. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay, we'll resume. I was reminded that I didn't introduce myself when I reopened the meeting. I'm Lynn Ebenkamp, and I'm the president, and I'm president for just one more month. So, one of the highlights that we have every month is that we have a spotlight school, and tonight we have Telesis Academy. Who will? Okay. First of all, I want to thank them for the refreshments. They provided those for us tonight. And next, I'd like to introduce the principal, John Schmitz. Johan, sorry. Students Jensen, Yu, Matthew Mercado, and Karis Bennett, who will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at Telesis. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Rollified board members, Dr. Mitchell, our cabinet members, Rollin educators in the community. Once again, I am Johan Schmitz, principal of Telesis Academy, and we are delighted for Telesis to be here and to be able to share all of the great things that are happening at our school. Once again, we have Matthew Mercado, who is a fifth-grade Titan. He's right here. Sixth-grade Titan. Thank you, Matthew. And then we have Karis Barrett, who is a third-grade student. We have Jensen Yu, who is an eighth-grade Titan. And they're going to start off by providing us with some insight and the perspectives of our students at Telesis. So I'll go ahead and turn over the mic to them.
Good evening. We are going to highlight some students' experiences that makes Telesis great. I'd like to talk about our access to technology. Each of our classrooms across the campus use some form of technology regularly and either have an iPad or Chromebook at student disposal. For example, in math, we use textbook for online mathematics practice, assignments, and constructing area models. Seesaw is a popular app that students use on iPads that helps to share thinking on how we use different ways to solve mathematic problems. It helps us to communicate our thinking with other students and the teacher. During language arts, we use Google Classroom for book talks and do character studies.
You're going to get a stand up on the chair.
Second, I'd like to talk about being a terrific Titan. A terrific Titan is trustworthy, respectful, responsible, fair, and a caring citizen. We do character assemblies monthly, highlighting the different terrific traits. This year, students go to tell their teachers what they believe terrific Titans are. Mr. Schmitz reviews the student responses and what students believe being terrific means. This month, we are focusing on responsibility.
Just like in college, there are many opportunities for students to become involved in different academic and non-academic settings. After-school programs such as Science Olympiad, soccer, volleyball, math competition, robotics, gate activities, and office hours are all chances for students to expand their learning. At Telesis, we are a no-excuses university. That means the teachers, the staff, the students, and parents don't allow excuses to get in the way of student success. We all strive to one day not only attend, but graduate college. I graduate college in 2026.
I graduate college in 2031.
I graduate college in 2028.
Good evening, Board. I just turned it off. Sorry. Good evening, Board of Education, Dr. Mitchell, Rollin educators, and community members. My name is Karen Kelly, and I teach eighth grade at Telesis. I'd like to share with you a few ways that we are impacting student learning at Telesis Academy. To begin with, we have a school-wide focus on mathematical practices, where students demonstrate conceptual understanding of math through math practices such as perseverance, looking for patterns and structures, and modeling their thinking, just to name a few. We've had the privilege of learning from experts in the fields, such as Drs. Carol Lee Cohen-Hurtado and Catherine Ye, on how to implement math routines that promote student discourse, thought, explanation, and arriving at an answer through multiple strategies. Our teachers have committed to implementing these routines consistently through their instruction on a daily basis. We also have two TOSAs on site who provide continual support and resources around our mathematical practices. In addition, we continue to strengthen our focus as an integrated STEM school. For example, TK through first grade teachers continue to integrate the Next Generation Science Standards, also known as NGSS, with language arts and a focus of the engineering process. Our second through eighth grade teachers plan out a year of STEM integration throughout all curricular disciplines. This includes creating units of study through essential questions with English, math, science, history, as well as PE. And in the meantime, also using technology and the engineering process along the way. Teachers also implement the cross-cutting concepts that are found in the NGSS standards to connect learning throughout all subject areas. And so through teacher collaboration and planning, our students have provided are provided with many opportunities to be immersed with hands-on inquiry and open-ended exploration. So I'll close by inviting you to our math night, which will be held on November 28th at 5 o'clock. All students, parents, and teachers alike will participate in a night filled with different math activities. Thank you for allowing us to spotlight TELESIS Academy tonight.
Thank you, TELESIS. Isn't it amazing how these kids, even these little ones, can get up here in front of the microphone and speak to an audience like these? We're teaching our kids to do this every single day in their classrooms, and we get a chance to show you what they can do. So thank you, TELESIS. Next superintendent report by Dr. Mitchell.
Great. Thank you very much. So we are excited to report that it is official that Roland Unified will receive two Golden Bell Awards from the California School Boards Association next week on Thursday, November 30th at the Golden Bell Awards reception down in San Diego as part of the CSBA conference. So those two programs that will be recognized is the Nogales High School Success Academy and the Roland Unified School District English Language Development Portfolio, our ELD program. So both have gone through a rigorous application process, have validation visits. On top of the Golden Bell Awards, we just received notice that Nogales High School will also be receiving a $1,000 scholarship or a $1,000 award from business partners associated and related with CSBA. So they were receiving a check on that evening as well to further the work of the Success Academy. Also excited to announce that Nogales High School, for the first time in 26 years, their football team has been named the Montview League Champions. Nogales has continued the winning streak with the first CIF playoff game against La Puente High School last Friday night, 42-0, and they advanced to the quarterfinals this Friday versus Silver Valley High School. So we are wishing them the best of luck as they compete in football. Nogales High School girls cross country are also Montview League champions, and the boys varsity team took second place. We're getting our fall sports stats in, and so our board will be recognizing our scholar athletes and our athletes at an upcoming board meeting. I also want to share we are in November, which is the beginning of the holiday season, and there's a lot that's happening across our district to support our students and families that are in need. We have Thanksgiving baskets. We're currently doing a food drive to support Thanksgiving baskets, where we will provide about 250 families with a Thanksgiving food basket, including the turkey and all of the fixins to make a Thanksgiving feast. We also have Adopt and Shop, which is where we have the opportunity to adopt a child and or a family and provide some holiday gifts for that family. If that's something that anyone is interested in, you can share with the Family Resource Center that you would like to adopt a family. and then you can do some shopping for them. We also have holiday food baskets that will go be distributed to families on December 16th. That is in partnership with the Walnut Valley Rotary Club. So we will be providing holiday food baskets to approximately 200 families. Also at Roland Elementary, about 95 kindergarten students, and an after-school event will have the opportunity to meet Santa, and they'll have a stocking filled with goods as well as arts and crafts, refreshments, and a wrapped gift that's been selected just special for them. And if the community is interested in participating in that at all, there are contacts with the Walnut Valley Rotary Club to be able to either participate, volunteer, or financially support that endeavor. So it is the season of giving and shopping and enjoying family and friends. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Next, we'll move on to our Student Representatives Award. This is another one of my favorite part of the agenda because we get to hear from our high schools what's going on. Normally we have three schools, but Santana High School student couldn't be here tonight, so we have two. We have first John A. Roland High School, Nicholas Phillips, who is the ASB Speaker of the House.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Nicholas Phillips, and I'm the student representative for Roland High School. Since the last meeting, Roland has had quite a few events to keep us busy. On October 13th, we had our annual senior candy buffet where seniors could wear their senior attire to get free candy. The seniors loved the free candy, and some were even coming back for seconds. The next senior event was on November 6th, called Senior Rec Night. On that night, we rented inflatable jumpers and games like foosball, ping pong, and air hockey. All seniors who attended had a great time and wish we had more events like that. At the very end of the event, the seniors huddled together to make a group picture to remember the memories they had made. On October 14th, Roland hosted a band field show where more than 20 school bands showed up and competed to show off who was the best. Unfortunately, if you host the field show, you are unable to compete and get scored, but our band still performed, and personally, I think we're one of the best out there. On October 16th through 20th, we had our Character Awareness Week, where we prompted students to keep up their amazing qualities like citizenship, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and trustworthiness. During lunch, we had games with students to show how each person is able to apply the qualities on a daily basis. The following week, we had Red Ribbon Week. We tied up ribbons all over campus on every single pole and tree in the school. This was definitely an ordeal. We also had a Spirit Week that week, which allowed students to support drug prevention and to show off school spirit. Monday was Hawaiian Day with the theme saying, "Wave Goodbye to Drugs." Tuesday was tie-dye day with the theme saying, "Peace out, drugs." Wednesday was a meme day where students could dress up as their favorite internet character or dress in orange for Unity Day, and the theme was called Be Clean, Be a Meme. Thursday was the classic jersey day and was called Team Up to Fight Against Drugs. Friday was to wear red, and the theme was Get Red, quotes R-E-D, of drugs. Plus, during this week, we had a little game during lunch with teachers and students to discourage the use of drugs. The most memorable included having a Finish the Lyric Day against students and teachers. Unfortunately, the teachers blew out the students in their choice of songs, but everyone loved it. Also on Friday, we had a pie-eating contest with the students and some of the new teachers. The new teachers were able to find their niche and role in students' culture and overall have a fun time. The very next week on Halloween, we had our Halloween rally where we had cheer perform their annual zombie-themed routine and our dance club perform to have fun. In addition, we had a Halloween costume contest where we gave awards if you had one of the best Halloween costumes. Also, over the past two weekends, we had our fall play, You Still Can't Take It With You. This year, I think, was one of our best years for the theater department because people were talking about the play after all the showings were over. And last Friday's night, choir had their annual fall show where they were able to pack the gym for performances from Broadway. Some of our athletic programs did very well during the fall season, with a few being league champions as well as several teams/individuals advancing to CIF playoffs. Finally, we have been doing our annual Pennies for Patients Drive, where students can donate to their teachers' classes for a good cause. Every teacher, including our campus aides, have a box you can donate to, where the money is donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. The drive is ending this Friday with the homerooms with the most points or with the most money or points receiving prizes. Yesterday, we celebrated World Kindness Day and gave out clothespins with compliments or cute notes on them. People had to try to be sneaky and pin them on someone without them knowing, so later when they find it, they get a nice compliment or a cute note without knowing who it came from. Tomorrow is our senior panoramic picture, where we take a picture as an entire senior class, all wearing our senior attire. During this, we are able to talk and socialize to fellow classmates and build relationships that can last a lifetime. Thursday, we will also celebrate Great American Smokeout Day, where we discourage the use of tobacco. On Friday, we are having our City of Hope blood drive, where students can donate their blood to people who need it. Also on this day, we'll be having our boys and girls basketball alumni games in the gym to welcome back our graduates. Over the next month, we are also doing a lot of community service. The next couple of weekends, we are going to help out in senior homes doing activities to help assist everyone there. In addition, we are also participating in a canned food drive to donate food in conjunction with the district's canned food drive. Some of the clubs at our school are also collecting items like toiletries and clothes and such to donate to homeless veterans. Clubs are making thank you cards and Christmas cards that will be sent overseas to active service personnel. In addition, clubs and staff are also participating in the Adopt a Shop program. As we look forward to after Thanksgiving break to the week of December 4th through the 8th is our Winter Spirit Week. Over this week, we'll promote students to show their school spirit and participate in school activities. Our choir program will be hosting their annual Holiday Folly show on Saturday, December 2nd at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. in the Roland Heights Community Center due to our construction. So overall, the next month will be very busy for Roland and its students. All of these activities promote students to become thinkers, communicators, and contributors. Thank you, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Nicholas. I have a favor to ask. Would you ask your drama department if they would send notifications to the board when you have performances? Because a lot of us like to go, and I don't remember hearing about the ones you mentioned. Okay, thank you. Next, we have Nogales High School representative, who is the ASB Executive Secretary, Junica Huaro.
Good evening, Madam President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the Cabinet, and members of the community. I hope everybody's doing well tonight. My name is Maria Ginicaruaro, and I am your student representative today for Nogales High School. As the month of October ends and November moves in, Nogales continues to flourish with spirit. The past few weeks have been lively due to the many events that have occurred. Multiple clubs and organizations like Gerencia Latina, HOSA, Best Buddies, and others have provided students a way to be involved with their school and to stay active. UNICEF recently had their annual trick-or-treat donations to help kids that need more than just candy. Overall, they were able to raise around $400 in donations. We also had our fall blood drive with Red Cross. Students the ages of 16 and older were able to donate and gained the ability of saving three lives with just that single pint of blood. Along with this, our fall sports have worked nonstop and have shown great passion in what they do. Members of the girls' varsity tennis individual doubles team made it into CIF and placed second in league finals. We also have our water polo team who also earned their way into CIF as well. We would also like to congratulate our Emerald Sands team for placing first in our youth division for our annual Roland Heights Buckboard Days Parade that took place on October 21st. And like Superintendent Dr. Mitchell mentioned, recently our Nogales football have also shown a remarkable feat by making it into their first playoff game since 1995. They won against La Puente High School on November 9th and won that first round to move on to the second round. Besides our athletics, we have also focused on our academics. Multiple colleges have traveled to come and interact with our seniors. That includes UC Riverside, University of Redlands, Mount St. Mary's, and others have offered their services through admissions presentations to students who may be interested. We have also provided workshops and college applications in order to help our seniors in their CSU and UC applications. Today, we also welcomed some of our future Nobles during our Nogales 101 event. We had the pleasure in welcoming Giano, Telesis, and Oswald for the day. All three schools were grouped up with one of our many student representatives and were given a tour around Nogales. And this ended in a rally that we had in the gym where students were able to participate with the student representatives and the staff as well. Some future events include our fall/winter Renaissance rally that will be taking place the week after we come back from Thanksgiving break on December 1st. The theme is going to be Lilo and Stitch. I will be definitely looking forward to many more events and sharing them with everyone. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Thank you. Be sure to send us the information about your performances too, okay? We can't get to all of them, but we try to get to as many as we can. Next, we're ready for public comments. This is a chance where people from the audience can turn in a blue card and address the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by the vote by a vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may direct staff to following a presentation to interact. Dr. Mitchell, do we have comments?
We have one, yes.
We have one comment. Mr. Lohman.
All right. First off, congratulations on the number of great people and programs that were recognized at the start of the meeting tonight. It was really nice to see the room filled like that. I'd like to begin by thanking the board for taking action tonight on two memorandums of understanding between the district and the association, one dealing with catastrophic leave and the other dealing with horizontal salary movement. These were the results of productive conversations at the bargaining table to solve two problems that became evident over the summer. I appreciate the work of both bargaining teams to work collaboratively to reach this outcome. We, of course, recommend a yes vote on those two action items tonight. The association would also like to thank the board for taking time to study the implementation of PBIS in the last study session. Thought it was a great presentation from both management and faculty. I believe the questions from the board were timely and hopefully will allow us to reflect further as we continue this program rollout. I look forward to updating our association reps at our next meeting about the discussion that was had at the study session. Finally, I'd like to take a moment of personal privilege to recommend a great article that I read over the weekend in The Atlantic magazine about creativity. The article can be found on the Association of Rowland Educators on our Facebook page and on Twitter. You simply search Association of Rowland Educators on Facebook, and we are at @ARE_members on Twitter. But the article is a look inside the Google Moonshot Factory. It's a fascinating piece that helps us understand the world that we are preparing our students for. And here's an interesting fact that I took away from the article. The total federal budget for research and development spending has declined from nearly 12% of the budget in 1960 to only 4% today. The decline in scientific research in America has a serious implications. In 2015, MIT published a devastating report on the landmark scientific achievements of the previous year, including the first spacecraft landing on a comet, the discovery of the Higgs boson particle, and the creation of the world's fastest supercomputer. None of these were an American-led accomplishment. The first two were products of a 10-year European-led consortium, and the supercomputer was built in China. America became a great nation because of our innovative spirit, but are we losing that? We shouldn't be asking our students about what jobs they want to have. We need to be asking our students what problems they want to solve. So I'd like to end on that and wish everybody a fantastic Thanksgiving and thank the board again for their continued public service. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lohman. The next item is a public hearing to receive input on the appointment of Judy Nye as the board representative to the Personnel Commission to complete the 3-year term effective December 1st, 2017. Right now, I open the public comments at 6:49. Anybody wants to come up and speak? Seeing none, I'll close the public comments at 6:49 and 30 seconds. The next item, the next several items, we have a full agenda with discussion and voting items. The next one is regarding the personnel commissioner appointment that we just had the public hearing for. This is a discussion and a vote item. May I have a motion to approve the appointment of Judy Nia to complete the three-year term as board representative to the Personnel Commission effective December 1st, 2017 through December 1st, 2020.
I move.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Congratulations. Yes.
Hi, everyone. I just want to thank the board, you know, give me the opportunity to continue to serve IUSD as well as Roland community. And I think it's an honor to be able to serve the community and the whole district. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your service. Item 7B is to appoint the board representative to La Puente Valley Regional Occupational Program, which sometimes we call LPVROP, for the board of directors to replace Mrs. Pride, who will be terming out. Are you sure you want to, Mrs. Pride?
I'm good.
Is there anybody on the board who would like to serve, or is there a nomination for anybody to serve?
I'd like to nominate David Malkin.
Okay. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Mr. Malkin.
Yes, thank you.
Normally we do this in December with the other things we do, but because of a schedule of our going to our conference and some of the things with the calendar for ROP, we had to change it till tonight. The next item is the California Dashboard Local Indicators. Normally we don't vote on this type of an item, but we want it entered in the record. So for this item, I need a motion.
I make a motion.
Let me say what it is first.
No.
I didn't quite finish. To receive and review the results of the evaluation rubrics for Roland Unified's local indicators on the California dashboard. Now, Mrs. Pride has moved. Can I have a second? Any discussion?
I have a few questions or comments.
Okay.
First of all, on page 5, they talk about the basic conditions at schools. And they look at the school accountability report card for, and they look at the facility inspection tool, FIT for short. And I asked and received one of their inspections, and it was for Hurley. And this is an inspection that the county puts out that an independent inspector comes out and fills and completes. As you know, Hurley is one of our older schools, and it amazes me when the work that we do to maintain our schools in this district, when I see it, and then when I get it confirmed by a report like this. The report, final school rating was exemplary. They scored 100% in all areas on the audit. And for a school, you know, like Hurley, that gets a lot of wear and tear, and it's an older school, to get 100% with that type of score is phenomenal. So for building maintenance staff and everybody else who takes care of that school, I applaud them. The other part in there is on page 10, where they got parent feedback. I noticed the N was 93, and I'm just wondering if there's anything we could do to increase that N.
I'm going to defer to Teresa. She's looking at the board report that you're referencing. So the total number of participants for parent involvement.
Yeah, so sorry, this I had to check and see which survey you're referring to, sorry. So that was just the number of parents that had replied to our survey.
Right.
We had put it out to our DLAC community as well as our ELACs. A good representation of our English learner parents because they are representative of the group, but it's certainly not the numbers of parents that are served by the services.
And on the bottom of that same page, on page 10,
mm-hmm.
where it has combined results from 2017 for the California Healthy Kids Survey,
mm-hmm.
do we have a an action plan to address those percentages?
Yes, that's part of us giving the survey, and it's part of our Title IV plan.
Okay, so we do have a plan to address that.
And that's a survey we have given for many years. We just now report it differently in this format.
As I said, there's opportunities to do better in some of those areas.
Correct, yes.
And just because it's another agenda item on our agenda later on is that the policy on bullying. I noticed on here that 28% of our students responded that they had experienced bullying in the past 30 days. So it is a serious issue that we need to address here. I do notice they mentioned positive behavioral intervention support as one intervention. But hopefully we'll get that percentage down. And thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Okay, we're ready for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next is the single plan for student achievement. We know it by SIPSA. May I have a motion to approve the 2017-18 single plan for student achievement for all schools in the Roland Unified School District?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Those in favor?
That's one or two. I don't
know. Huh?
I just have a couple of comments.
Oh, you do? I'm sorry.
It looks like this is there's a template they follow for all the schools on this.
Yes, that's correct.
And in the template, they talk about the school site council membership. But on the one for your, what's this one here? The one for your BETA. They mention, you know, who's on and represents a school site. But for students, they have secondary students, which they don't have there. So they have no student listed. But for elementary school, are elementary school students participating on the school site council at all? Or does it start at secondary only?
I'm going to ask that Sylvia Rivas comes. She is, her department oversees and works with our principals in our schools in completing their SIPSAs.
At the elementary schools, the elementary students are not required to participate. At the secondary schools, at high schools, it's considered
right.
a best practice to participate in it, but it's not a requirement also.
Okay.
Do the middle schools?
The middle schools, some of them do.
Okay. Go ahead. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. We have a motion on the floor. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have some course adoptions. The first is the adoption of four AVID classes. May I have a motion? This will be a discussion and a vote item also. May I have a motion to adopt the new courses, AVID 9, AVID 10, AVID 11, AVID 12, along with all AVID instructional materials for Roland Unified School students in grades 9 through 12?
I make a motion.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Go ahead. Yeah, I just want to say I'm very, very thrilled to see this. This really made me excited and happy. I think this is great that we're doing this. I hate that it took us so long. I'm just really happy to see that this is on here. It's a great program. Very passionate about it.
I agree.
Glad we're supporting it and helping them to move forward.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have another course revision. This is recommended by district teachers and school administration. May I have a motion to approve the revised course AP Studio Art Drawing for Roland Unified School District school students, in grades 9 through 12?
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next course adoption for AP Studio Art, 2D Design. This is a discussion and vote item. As you can see, we have a lot of art students in our district by the awards we gave today, so it's real important that we have these courses for them. So may I have a motion to adopt the new course AP Studio Art, 2D Design for Roland Unified students in grades 9 through 12.
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Course adoption AP Studio Art 3D Design. This is also discussion and vote. Can I have a motion to adopt the new course AP Studio Art 3D Design for Roland Unified students in grades 9 through 12?
Make a motion.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have a course revision. Again, at the recommendation of school district teachers, program specialists, and school administration. May I have a motion to approve the revised leadership course and adopt the textbook, The Student Leadership Guide, 4th edition, 2008, by Brendan Burchard, Morgan James Publishing, and a number, publishing number, which I'm not going to repeat. May I have a motion?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah.
Oh. I just wanted to say that book is, it's great that these ASB students that are in leadership is going to have some more things to do in the class and learn from this book. It's outstanding.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to piggyback on what you were saying earlier about being able to speak up at the podium there, this is just part of it, the leader, having leadership skills, and this course and this book will help ASB structure it, you know, so they can learn leadership skills. I understand also that this meets the A through G under G for other requirement.
We will be applying now that we have the textbook and so forth. We have the opportunity to apply to UC for recognition as an A through G course.
Okay, great, thanks.
And I just, Dr. Mitchell just answered my question because I was going to state that I'm excited that we're going to apply for A through G approval for this course as well, because I think that it should definitely receive that. We should receive that for this course because it's a very valuable tool for our students.
We'll call for a vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have a new classified position and job description, district safety. May I have a motion to approve the new classified position of district safety and the job description?
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have an authorization to prevent misassignment. This is also a discussion and vote item. We have a motion to authorize teaching assignments for identified teachers outside of their credential areas when the appropriate number of units have been completed in the subject area pursuant to Ed Code Sections 44256, 44258, 44263, and 44865.
I make a motion.
Second. Discussion?
I just like to just comment that I understand this is a reduction of 20% over last year, which I think is excellent.
And I wanted to state that, you know, though this is a reduction, sometimes this is a tool that we have to employ, and I'm glad that it is available to us, especially with the teacher shortage. But I'm glad that our district is working really hard to find teachers who are originally designated to teach those courses.
Right. It's one of those unavoidable things that we're glad to have in our pocket to be able to use. Mm-hmm. Let's call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have a memorandum of understanding between Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators regarding horizontal movement on the salary schedule. This also is a discussion and vote item. May I have a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding regarding horizontal movement on the salary schedule between Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators?
Did we skip one?
Did I skip? Oh, no. I don't think I did.
Yeah, catastrophically.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I checked that. Okay, let's finish with this one, then okay. I'll go back. So could I have a motion to approve this? Okay, and I've got a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you for catching that, Mrs. Pride. Next, we have a Memorandum of Understanding between Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators regarding catastrophic leave. This also is a discussion and vote item.
I make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I just want to say that I'm glad that there was consensus reached on this item, and I think that is a very, very valuable tool for our employees. So I thank the district and the union for being able to work together, because this will definitely help. It's a sign of our own employees helping out other employees, and that's always a benefit to our district because we are a family. So I'm happy to see that this is on there.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have a Memorandum of Understanding between the Roland Unified School District and Mount San Antonio College. May I have a motion to ratify this memorandum for the period of November 1st, 2017 through June 30th, 2018? Discussion? Call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Recuse?
Aye.
Next, we have Resolution AS-17-18-04, approving the application for grant funds for the Yorbita Elementary School Catwalk Project. May I have a motion to approve this resolution? There's a little more, too. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
A resolution approving the application for grant funds for the catwalk project at Yorbita Elementary.
I make a motion.
Kind of said the same thing, didn't I? Sorry. So we have a motion and second. Discussion?
I wanted to say, I know I keep saying this about a lot of these things that are on here, but I'm really happy that we're applying for grant funds for this. And I'd like to note that President Ebbingkamp has always been very passionate about this area and putting in a lot of effort, not just for this catwalk, but the one here in Roland Heights as well. So I'm hoping that we will get funded so that we can make the improvements that you've been fighting for and seeking for this area.
Mr. Malkin?
I would like to echo what Ms. Pride just said. And it's if anything, this is a good neighbor policy
mm-hmm.
because when my son was going to school, these catwalks were an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that we're doing something about them.
And I'd like to say, too, this has been like a four-year project that I, when I first got on the board that I started with, I got emails from residents. Finally, when Dr. Mitchell and Alex came aboard, we were able to start talking to Supervisor Solis's office, and she has set funds aside to help us with this project. And once we get the application all turned in and ratified by the board, I think we can really move forward on it. So it'll be help. And this is a project. It's on school property. Our students and their parents use it, but the neighborhoods also use this catwalk quite a bit because it goes between one of their parks in the neighborhood. So those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next we have Education for the Homeless Children and Youth Grant Program. This will be through the Family Resource Center. May I have a motion to review and approve the submission of the Education for Homeless Children and Youth Grant Program in the amount of $175,000?
Second.
Discussion?
I have a question.
Okay.
I guess the first page, where they talk about the free and reduced lunch, there's one sentence that says, homeless students shall not be segregated into separate school or program based on their status as homeless and shall not be stigmatized in any way. Is that addressing the bill that was just passed recently, SB 250, where it was from Governor Brown regarding meal shaming, that all individuals receive the same meal regardless of their ability to pay?
Those are two separate expectations, but they do they serve a similar purpose. But the Governor Brown's bill, that recent one that he just signed, it wasn't right. His bill, the one he just signed, is not specifically just for homeless students. It's for all students.
Right.
When the application for McKinney-Vento and some of the protections for students that are homeless, that piece has always been in place, and it's in coincides with them being able to have a free lunch. So those are they serve the same audience, uh-huh. But AB 250 is a broader audience.
Does that at all impact on bullying at all? Because they have, you know, like social bullying and psychological bullying, not providing an equal or same meal. Would that be involved in that at all?
It could. I think we would be surmising.
Yeah.
There could be teasing that would take place. It hasn't been observed. It hasn't been reported. Mm-hmm. But it could. I'm not going to say it would never happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
My understanding of this would mean that it would talk about not segregating students into groups where they all have to sit together or they all have to go to a certain school
right.
or they all have to eat at a certain time. They're to be integrated, you know, throughout the school. Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions, Mr. Malkin?
No, that's it. Thank
okay. You. We have a motion on the floor. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, next we have the Career Technical Education Facilities Program. And I need a motion to approve the CTEFP abstract and to authorize a maximum of $1 million of the general obligation bond to be used for two projects. You have a motion?
Second.
Discussion?
I just want to comment to make sure that the recommended motion is clear that the $1 million of funds is a matching grant, and that expenditure would only be made if the grant is approved.
Yeah, I think we should add those words to the motion.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay with whoever moved it.
$1 million for grant and another $1 million for general fund, right?
It would be from general obligation bonds.
$1 million for two projects.
Correct.
So $1 million for each project.
Uh-huh. We don't have the price quotes yet, so we're working currently with an architect, and Rocky has been taking the lead on this, but we do not have those specific prices yet.
So it's a maximum no more than $2 million.
Correct. Correct.
So the automotive.
Correct.
Is it going to be the same as the one?
It will not be identical. No.
And this money would not be budgeted unless we have received the grant. You know, it's dependent on that. Mr. Flores, I think I asked you this, but I can't remember your answer. Have we budgeted for this? Is it something that's in the budget or?
No, it's not currently in the budget. If it was approved, then we would put it in the budget for next year.
You would put it in for next year. Okay, thank you.
Then how do we determine $1 million?
We will. It's a matching funds, and so we will match what the grant amount is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll scale the project to the match of that fund.
We don't get to choose.
Yeah.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have a second reading and adoption of revised board policy 6176, weekend Saturday classes. This is a discussion and vote item. Can I have a motion? Chen seconded. Discussion?
Comment.
Okay.
I was under the impression that we were going to try to call this something other than weekend Saturday classes.
We will call the class something different, but okay. This is our board policy.
Oh, okay.
So the policy is in reference to the naming conventions through CSBA, but when we advertise class for our students, uh-huh. It will not be called Saturday School.
Weekend
good point.
Camp.
right now we're not right now we've calling it Super Saturday.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have a first reading and review of revised board policy 513.2 on bullying. The board has had a chance to review this already, and is there any discussion? I went to the second one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to start over. So would you retract your motion and second?
I don't think they did it yet.
Oh, we didn't do it yet. Okay. Then I'm sorry. We have a lot of these on this agenda. Sorry. Okay. We have a first reading and review of revised board policy 6173, the education for homeless children and youth. And this is just discussion, no vote. Any comments or discussion? Never mind. Okay, we'll move on to the next one. Now we get to the first review and reading of revised policy 5131.2 on bullying. Are there any comments or discussion? Okay. Next we move on to the consent calendar. It's an error. No, it's on the first reading. We just discuss it, and then it'll come back to us for a motion at a later date. Consent calendar. When we authorized the agenda for the night's business, we pulled from consent item 8B5. May I have a motion to approve and ratify the items on the consent calendar with the removal of item number 8B5 for separate discussion and action. Need a second? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The item pulled was... I just got to get to the right page. 8B5 was a contract agreement number 2030 between Roland Unified School District Education Services and Mount San Antonio College. May I have a motion? Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. This was pulled for further discussion because of a conflict. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Recuse?
Aye.
Now we're moving along. It's a long agenda tonight, so I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing anything. We're going to adjourn back to closed session because we have some more business that we have to finish up. And then
board comments.
Isn't that after we finish? We do it now before we finish? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I've had to go to closed session and come back before, so I'm sorry. Board comments, and if I'm not mistaken, I started with Mr. Chen last time, so I'm going to start with Mrs. Pride. You started? Okay, we'll start with Mr. Chen.
Remembers.
I forgot to check the minutes to write the person down.
Or education quality. For those... courses, adaptions, every 9, 10, 11, and art drawing and 2D design, 3D design, and teaching materials. It's all of these courses are indicating our district is improving our teaching quality. I'm very happy to see that, and that was very significant the meeting tonight. And not only the hardware part, we see the new buildings and also see the quality of the teaching and the course. That's the good part, and very happy to see that. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Mrs. Pride?
So since last meeting, I want to say congratulations to Nogales High School. I was able to attend the first quarter of the football game, but I was babysitting, and the baby was not cooperating. So the baby did not care who was winning the game. So I left after the first quarter, but I could hear it from my house, so I was still able to hear all the cheers and know when we scored. I also attended pizza night for Telesis Color Guard, and it was really neat because I got to talk to a lot of the parents and relive my booster days, so that was really fun. The Roland Heights building dedication was a very, very nice event, well attended, and the building is beautiful, and I got to talk to a lot of the students who had tables out for their clubs and actually got to donate some items to one of those clubs that I met and just was introduced to that night. Let's see, Santana Back to School Night was really, really fabulous. And Dr. Mitchell, President Ebbenkamp and I were visiting the classroom, and the teacher told us that she was, you visited her classroom, and I can't recall exactly what it was. If you remember, you can say what it was that she, you had told her to try.
To try a Socratic seminar.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And she said that it was out of her comfort zone, but she tried it, and she said it was wonderful. And she just raved about it, and she raved about the TOSA that's at the site and the new principal. And she just was ecstatic. And President Ebbenkamp and I really enjoyed hearing that from her, because it's nice when – you know, you tell them to do something. And she even said, you know, people come in and tell us to do stuff and we don't want to do it, but I tried it anyway. And she said it actually turned out really, really well. So I think that you need to know as well that when you're telling them these things, that they do listen and they do try some of the things. One of the other events that I attended, not necessarily related to Roland directly, though, was a Pathway Summit, which at the community college level talks about how to make sure kids stay on track and how to blend what they're doing in high school and what their interests are with their college experience. And, you know, I can't take my board member hat off sometimes, so I kept asking questions about, you know, how we can better link programs to the K through 12s to make sure that there's a strong pathway for the students to continue on. And I think that our board agenda item kind of helped with that tonight with all the AP classes for the art design that were approved tonight. I think things like that can help build those pathways and make them stronger for the students as they go through. So that was a nice event. And then the AEBG conference, Rocky's still here? Yes, Rocky's still here. The Adult at Block Grant Conference, Roland Adult and Community Education was well represented at the Adult Education Block Grant. And the teachers and the counselors and everybody seemed thrilled to be there. I had the opportunity to talk to them. So thank you for finding the coverage for them. I know it's always hard for staff to be out of the office and teachers to be out of the classroom, but I felt like that event was very beneficial for them to participate in. And also, Rocky is very, very, very engaged in the Adult Ed Block Grant as the co-chair. And so he did a lot of work and spoke as well. So that was a very nice event. Finally, I just want to say to everybody, I wish all of you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Those of you who know me know that Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday in all the world. if we just had Thanksgiving every month, I'd be happy. So just want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. And I always put this out there, and I'm always sincere about it, that if you guys know children who don't want to be at home on Thanksgiving or don't, you know, have an environment that celebrates Thanksgiving and they want to, call me. I'll pick them up, and they can come celebrate with me and my large family. So enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you, Mrs. Pride. Mr. Malkin?
First, I want to congratulate all the students that we recognize tonight. What I really like about it was that it was both academics and sports, and I think that really shows that we're going in the right direction and we're developing a well-rounded student. And also the arts and STEM or STEAM is being reflected as shown by the photography students. So I thought that was excellent. It is the holiday season, so the gentleman from Roland High School, the student, talked about the senior homes that he's helping out and the homeless veterans. And Dr. Mitchell in her report mentioned the food baskets. So I put together a little holiday note called Pay It Forward. That I would just like to read quickly. It's just one or two paragraphs. In a simple terms, pay it forward means the recipient of a favor does a favor for others rather than paying the favor back. The concept of pay it forward can be traced all the way back into the prize-winning play that was first written and performed in ancient Athens in 317 BC. However, recently, pay it forward was in the 2000 film of Catherine Ray Hyde entitled Pay It Forward, which chronicles a 12-year-old Trevor McKenney's launch of a goodwill movement. when 12-year-old Trevor started his seventh grade, his social studies teacher gave the class an assignment to devise and put into action a plan that would change the world for the better. Trevor's plan was a charitable program based on networking of good deeds. He called his plan Pay It Forward, where the recipient of a favor did a favor for three others rather than paying the favor back. In this way, the practice of helping one another spread geometrically through society at a ratio of 3-1, creating a social movement with an impact of making the world a better place for everybody. RUSD has over 2,000 identified McKinney-Vento homeless students. Margaret Mead once said, "Never underestimate the power of a small group of people to change the world. In fact, it is the only way it ever has. Each of those small groups has one person who inspired them. This Thanksgiving and holiday season, will you be the inspiration for others today to pay it back forward?" Thank you.
Thank you. That's a wonderful Thanksgiving message.
Very nice.
Mrs. Friedman?
Good evening. I first want to say that I enjoyed seeing all the awards, and that's amazing, all those photography students getting all those awards. That's great. They do very good work. The TELUS's presentation was wonderful. Another busy month, visited a lot of schools, was able to see some of the foster grandparent program. Some classrooms even had two grandparents working in charge of a group and different things. We had a study session which talked about the push-in and push-out model. I have heard so many negative things about it and have always questioned this approach. Mr. Ochoa, principal at Giano, explained how he has the RSP teacher be part of the team during collaboration so they have the same prep period to go over lesson plans. The RSP teachers are part of all the department meetings. They discuss the lessons together and are prepared to teach all the students. Teachers go over assessments together and then reteach or do enrichment activities by grouping the students according to how they did on the assessment. And it was just excellent to see that. I observed a SDC seventh grade math class with 18 students. They were all engaged and on task using technology. This was after visiting several schools this month. I observed, in a combination class of kindergarten and first graders, they were using words like equation and strategy. I was amazed. Academic vocabulary was definitely present, which I have observed throughout the district. Several student teachers were in classrooms helping students. Ms. Pride and I attended the ROP board meeting, and students from a business class gave a presentation on the Lead to Feed program that they are involved in. It is to help solve world hunger. One in every seven people go to bed hungry in the world. I had no idea. Buckboard Day's parade, so many people came out. It was so wonderful to see so many of our schools part of the parade. It was so much fun seeing everyone and waving to our community as we drove through the parade. Santana's back to school night. Rooms were immaculate and ready for parents, and Mrs. Haley and I were able to talk to all the teachers that night. Very interesting. TELUS's fundraiser. I also went to the Supreme Pizza across from Nogales High School. The pizza was delicious, but I was glad to support the fundraiser. Last night was the RHCCC meeting, and I just want to say have a great vacation and a very happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Friedman. Want to go again, Carrie? Okay. I'll close the show here. It's been a long meeting. Again, the buckboard parade was, I think, gets a little better every year. I had a couple people say, well, it didn't look like as many people were standing along the sidewalk watching, but I think it's because they were all in the parade. We had a huge parade. We had more entries and a lot of schools, a lot of kids were in the parade, and I think it was a very nice parade. There must have been over 2,000 people at the festival. So we had a good turnout, and I think it was enjoyed by all. I, too, have been visiting some schools, usually with Ms. Friedman, and we went out today. And it's amazing to go out, to be a board member and go out to your schools to see how the money that we're approving is being spent. And that's a big reason why we do go. We also have a chance to see how our professional development is help enhancing our teachers. And I tell you what, each year I see our classrooms and our students get better and better, and I think it's due to that professional development. Lastly, I'd like to say this has been a great year. I appreciate the board having the confidence in me to be president. I'll start the next meeting, but then I'll be able to turn it over to someone else, so I'll say what I have to say right now. It's a very important position. It's a busy position, and it's a lot of work. And I always did my best to reflect the district and the board the best I could. And none of us are perfect. Will not any of us do a perfect job at this. But I think we have a wonderful board, and with the encouragement of my fellow board members, it's been a great year. So thank you very much. I'm ready to leave. We have to go back to closed session, then we'll close it off. We're going to closed session at 7:31. We return to open session at 8:45 p.m. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
A second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.